Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Leaving the when and how to God, his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you," John 2:5. A formal dinner served on paper plates and folding tables would be an affront to the guests and a disgrace to the host. John 2 records the story of a wedding at which the host faced a disgraceful lack of provisions. Suddenly, there was no more wine, but Jesus was there, and as Mary knew, he was all that was needed to correct the situation. Ole Halsby spotlights Mary's restful faith in her miracle-working son. Walk with Ole Halsby, a Norwegian clergyman and writer in the 1900s. The mother of Jesus reveals herself as a tried and true woman of prayer. She goes to the right place with the need she has become acquainted with. She goes to Jesus and tells him everything. Let us notice that she did nothing more. She knew that she did not have to help him by suggesting what he should do. She knew also that she did not have to influence him or persuade him to give these friends a helping hand. No one is so willing to help as he is. Jesus' mother had learned a secret of successful prayer. We should not interfere in our prayers, but should leave when and how concerning the fulfillment of those prayers entirely to God. Most of us have a great deal to learn in this connection. Today's New Testament reading is John chapter 2.
John 2. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers and his disciples. There they stayed for a few days. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." They replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days? But the temple he had spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. Now while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people saw the signs he was performing and believed in his name. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person.
The door of prayer is always open. Therefore, come confidently to ask, seek, knock, expecting an answer in return. But in your asking, be careful that you do not tell God how to answer and how soon. Mary brought the need to her son, and Jesus did the answering in a way that caused wonder and faith. Let your prayers today be revitalized with the knowledge that God gives the very best to those who leave the choice with Him.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.